This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's 11:33, midday with Jamie and Wicket on a Monday. Brady Goodman is here for Wicket, who gets back tomorrow. I thought of this one when I saw, Brady.
Three girls at home. About a handsome man? Oh, go ahead.
It has something kind of to do with that, yes, actually. Three daughters at home, oldest is 11?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, not this, Jamie. Can we go back and talk about me being broke?
Sure, ahead. Later.
Go ahead. It's fine.
I would love to know your reactions to this at 22980 or 576-7798. Headline on this is, caught your teen sexting? Don't freak out, experts say. Study has found it can be healthy. On USA Today, sexting is bad, right? It certainly never tied to any good headline, but University of Texas Medical Branch researchers say that when older teens are sexting, if you don't know what that is, sharing sexually explicit pictures and videos over their mobile phones, as they say, it may simply be a healthy part of growing up. In a new research paper published this week in Lancet Child Adolescent Health, researchers concluded that consensual sexting in a committed relationship might be indicative of healthy exploration. Jeff Temple, the lead researcher, said parents who discover their teen has been or is the recipient of sexting should first take a deep breath. He told USA Today, first, if you're a parent and you find the sext on your kid's phone, don't freak out. It doesn't mean your kid is bad or a deviant. Researchers did analysis on close to 40 existing studies with more than 110,000 teens. 11 is your oldest, correct?
I'm not. What? I was listening to sports talk over here.
They found that 15 to 27% of teens ages 12 to 17 had sent and received sex, respectively. So 15% of 12-year-olds and 27% of 17-year-olds, and then it goes up the older that you get. They say, of course, plenty is still wrong about sexting, particularly when it comes to younger kids, but they're working off a truth that adolescents' exploration of their sexual identity is not only normal, but a developmental imperative. The problem with existing studies on it is that they failed to distinguish between sex that were sent and received that were consensual versus coerced or not consensual.
Now, here's the thing. I think you're more of an expert in this area than I am. You're single.
You think I'm an expert in anything?
You've been more of an expert in anything.
Listen, okay.
You're dating in the age of cell phones. I didn't experience that.
Yes.
Right? So I didn't get that stuff. It wasn't an issue for me. Right?
Well, sexting isn't a date. I mean, you can do it.
Well, I could, but I'm married, Jamie.
You don't have to be single to do it.
Right. Okay. I guess I could.
Why don't you? I think maybe your wife would like that.
Yo, Margie, I did the dishes today. I got that dishwasher all cleaned out. I think that's what she would be about.
Your tone of voice is weird. I'm just saying.
That's my texting voice.
No, you could do pictures.
I mean,
But we're talking about teenagers. We're talking about 12 to 17.
Right. But I'm saying, do you think it's like, I just think you would know what that experience is like a lot more than I would.
Okay. We could, play that out if you'd like.
Because you're single in the smartphone era. You've dated in the haven't.
Yes.
So I don't know how to react. Maybe it is normal. Maybe everybody's doing it.
All right. This is where I need to hear from parents about whether you have seen. And so what they're talking about is if your kid is in a relationship. Now, I'm with you. To the person that just texted and said, when is a 13-year-old in a committed relationship? Define committed, I guess. But I think they're saying it is part of healthy development. And right. that as long as it wasn't like blackmail, and as long as it wasn't, something that was threatened or revenge or anything like that, that it can that exchanging those sex, which are not always pictures, sometimes it's just, pretty extreme flirting, don't freak out about it. It's not bad. So I'm curious to know from parents if you have caught this on your kid's phone. And how old they were.
And how did you react?
Because this study is saying, don't freak out.
Remember what Hillary Clinton's team did with...
Now, what are you doing?
With her smartphones and laptops.
What are you... If I catch that... There?
If I catch something on my kid's computer, phone, that's what I'm doing. I'm bleaching them.
So I'm going to tell you again.
Breaking them all.
12 is where they start with this. So, and I know you guys freak out, but... And Wicked freaks out about this all the time. Kids are having sex at 12.
No.
Yes, they are.
No.
And so...
No.
Yes.
Not.
So, have you
That's an anomaly.
What kind of conversations have you... I mean, 15% is not nothing. 15% of 12-year-olds are sexting. Is not nothing.
Now, my kid... She barely has a phone. It's Wi-Fi. She doesn't take it out of the house.
Let me tell you, the longer you wait to get your kid a phone... The happier everyone's going to be.
Right.
Well, not everyone. Your kid's going to be mad. But the happier you're going to be.
Right. So she does have a text chain. Every once in a while, I'll scroll through it. But there's nothing.
Okay. So if you guys had the conversation with her about sexting, I assume this...
No. What are you talking about?
Because I'm telling you, the study says 12-year-olds are sexting. And you can tell me on the text line all you want, 12-year-olds are not having sex. Yes, they are.
That's an anomaly,
though. They are.
That's
Define
an anomaly. Like less than 10%.
That's still 1 in 10.
Okay. Well, maybe it's...
That's not...
Those 10 are really getting their work in.
What do you mean they're getting their work in?
Meaning it's just 90% chance that...
But the percentage goes up the older that you get. So has your wife had this conversation with your 12-year-old? And do you think she would freak out?
Yeah, my kid, listen, this is our first. She is such a goody two-shoes. She has no idea.
I want to know why everyone thinks that why this study is wrong. Because you don't like it? Because a lot of you are challenging the study. Why do you challenge the study? It's just because you don't like it doesn't mean it's wrong.
My kid does not have a burner phone. Thank you. Thank you very
much. Let me ask you this. Do you think potentially it could be a part of healthy development to flirt and to send the pictures?
Now, somebody did say on the text line, pictures are illegal. The law.
Yes. So we have very bizarre child porn laws in this country.
That doesn't necessarily... But make it not
it
healthy.
Does, and it does, right. And it doesn't mean they're not going to do it. But you're right. Yes, we have child porn laws that don't distinguish if kids transmit pictures, yes, technically that's
I'm
child
sure
porn.
It's fine. Look, you're flirting.
To me, there's a difference, to go back to your earlier point, between pictures and text in some of this. Because I think we cannot impress upon our kids at a young enough age that those pictures, once you send them, you cannot take them back.
Right.
And once you send those pictures, they own those pictures. They have them now. I mean, you can argue that you own them, but whoever you sent them to has them and can do whatever they want with them until the end of time.
I do talk about that.
And I feel like Dana and I have had this conversation before about how there will never be a picture like me of that ever transmitted, ever.
Right.
Because I trust you now, but you never know what's going to happen.
100%.
And the second you send that picture, you lose control of it.
Yep.
Now, then there was the guy that created the app. We can get to the story a little bit later. That had to be taken down. The app that created nude pictures of women. So, to a certain degree, you can put your head on somebody else's body. So, the pictures are one thing. But the texting, the flirting via text, I mean, I don't know. How horrible is that for a 14-year-old?
Well, the scary thing is, if it's not, I don't know, like you said, consensual, but like, my daughter's going into middle school. She'll mm-hmm. be a sixth grader. Let's say she links up with an eighth grade kid.
Yeah.
That knows a lot more.
Yeah.
That's my concern.
All right. John called us up from Liberty. Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing?
Great. Thanks for calling.
Good. So, caught my son and his girlfriend. They weren't sending pictures, but some pretty elaborate text, if you will.
How old is he, or was he at the time?
15, 16.
Okay, Brady, take note here. Okay. So, what did you catch?
Well, basically it was just role-playing, I guess, or talking about what they were going to, you know, what they wanted to do with each other.
Got it.
And I, in the end, thought that's basically okay because it's all talk, no action. And as I found out later, there was no action on it. And but the pictures, the problem I have with the pictures and probably why the people are saying the study is not healthy is that what percentage of people end up staying together with the person they're seeing in high school?
Very mm-hmm. few, I would say.
Very few. And, yeah. you know, when one teenager's hurt, they're all about getting even. So pictures are going to make it out there. They're going to get shared with friends. And that's never going to be a good thing because, you know, a lot of the bullying comes from social media now. So
John, having a teenager at home, what do you think about the part of the study that says, and I'm with you on the pictures, I'll sing that song all day, don't send pictures. Even as an adult, I wouldn't send pictures because you never know what can be done with them. What do you think about this, though, that says perhaps just the texting part, the flirting via text, is a healthy part of a relationship?
I think it is healthy because, you know, let's face it, if you can get to free porn sites all day long and you're never going to catch it, you know, on the computers, I think all that is part of it along with the texting because it's, I don't know, back in my day we used to seal our desk Playboys, right? You got to learn mm-hmm. something though.
Right.
So I do think that part's healthy. You know, it's just a matter of having conversations with your teenagers, letting them know how to handle that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. The only advice I have two teen boys, and the only advice I have is you try to keep the conversation open and don't be a hypocrite knowing what you did as a kid.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call, John. I'm going to read you this text, Brady.
Oh.
You got to have the conversation. Oh, my daughter was a good girl, too amazing student, etc. We had the conversation, and she still took a suggestive picture. All it takes is one boy to tell them how much they like them. If they do it, you need to talk to her.
Okay.
I don't want to say that girls are more vulnerable to it, but I think they are.
For sure.
A little bit. I think it's fair to say that girls are more easily, you know, their self-esteem is still a little fragile at that point. And all it takes is one boy to say, I love you. And if you love me too, you would do this. And that's where you got to build that up. But even the girl that you think is the most confident in the world may do it. And once that picture is out there, then you
the
never know where it's going to go.
The internet does not forget.
No. But the texting part of the flirting, I don't think this is the worst. Now, 12 makes me a little nervous. But 15, 16?
Yeah.
Why not?
I agree. I mean, on some level, we were all flirting.
Right. We just weren't doing it via a phone.
Right.
Like that.
Right.
All right. You need to... Yeah. People are saying as adults, it keeps a marriage healthy.
Yeah.
So, no.
I said, oh, baby, I'm thinking about mowing the yard later today. I'm going to mow that yard so good. Those lines are going to look so right.
Yeah. A texter said, have a conversation. Even if your kid doesn't do it, they'll be exposed to the friends and they'll have sense. Having that conversation, maybe they'll talk to their friends about not having and sending the pictures.
Oh, my goodness.
You and your wife need to work on this one.
Yeah.
Maybe she's already had the conversation
with her.
I'm going
to ask her.
Maybe you don't even know.
She has.
Maybe that's already been handled.
Because I'd be the one freaking out about it. I'll ask her tonight.
All right. We'll tell you what a toddler accidentally bought on Amazon coming up next.
No.
It's 11:46 on KMBZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.